Why don't we just jump right into questions? I think that's probably the best way to go here. Start with Jim Williams. Are you there?
Senator, thanks very much. I'll ask you the same question I asked Senator Udall a little while ago, which is give me an idea of the Senate Finance Committee's health care overhaul bill, the things that ended up in the bill that you like, the things that ended up in the bill that you still have questions about at this point.
Well, the things that I think are particularly good are the reform of the insurance market, prohibiting companies from issuing policies that preclude pre-existing conditions, for example. Those are important reforms. The reform of the payment system in Medicare is important to try to get more value, put more emphasis on the quality of the care being provided to Medicare beneficiaries rather than on the number of procedures performed. I think that's very positive. The expansion of coverage is very important to our state, of course, because we have so many people who have no coverage today. The establishment of these insurance exchanges so that people can compare different options available to them. All of that, I think, those are all important provisions in the bill. I do think we need to work more on the affordability issue, and that is being sure that the policies that people are obtaining to be in compliance with this statute are adequate to their needs, and that's going to take some additional work.
Senator, there are about 19 million people, that's my understanding, that would not be covered by the Senate Finance Committee's bill. Are you concerned about that?
Well, I am concerned about it, but I think that there's some of those are not legal residents of the country. So there's never been a plan to try to cover them as part of this this health care reform effort. The important thing, I think, is that something in the range of 29 to 30 million additional Americans would get coverage under the Act.
Okay, thanks.
Bill Dupuy, are you there?
Yes, good morning, Senator.
Morning.
As I understand, the Congressional Budget Office has already ruled that the plan that was voted on in the Finance Committee is deficit neutral. Is there any chance, do you see, for the Senate Majority Leader to create a bill that would have the public option and have it go through the reconciliation process?
Well, he certainly has that option available to him. That is one choice he can make. I do think his intent, though, is to try first to put together a bill that we can get 60 senators to support proceeding to on the Senate floor and do that as a freestanding bill. So that would be much preferable to trying to do something through the reconciliation process. I believe that's his current thinking right now. There's so many limits on what could be included.